Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here is what happened on November 8th. At almost 78, current U.S. President Joe Biden was the oldest person ever elected to the U.S. presidency, and on this day in 1960, John F. Kennedy became the youngest. The senator from Massachusetts was just 43 years old at the time of his election. Then Vice President Teddy Roosevelt was the youngest ever to assume the office, however, when he took over after the assassination of William McKinley at age 42. Also on this day in history, in 1887, Old West hero Doc Holliday died at age 36. Surprising fact, in addition to being a famed gunslinger, Holliday was a dentist. He left a successful practice in Dallas and drifted between the wild towns of the Old West, making his living at card tables and aggravating his tuberculosis with heavy drinking and late nights. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.